We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, we're reading Love of the Creator and the Love of the Created Beings, under the heading One Mitzvah, One Commandment.
Read.
One Mitzvah. This raises several questions. According to the aforesaid, we all sin against the Torah. Moreover, we do not observe even the primary part of the Torah, since we observe the details, but not the actual rule. It is written, when you observe the will of the Creator, the poor are in others and not in you. For how can there be poor when everyone does what the Creator wants and loves their friends as themselves? The issue of the Hebrew slave that the Jerusalem Talmud presents needs further study. The meaning of the text is that even if the foreigner is not Hebrew, he must love him like himself. And how could one explain that the rule for the foreigner is the same as that of the Hebrew, since one law and one ordinance should be both for you and for the stranger who dwells with you? The word ger, the stranger, the foreigner, the proselyte, also means a residing proselyte, meaning one who does not accept the Torah except for retiring from idolatry. It is written about such a person, you may give it to the stranger who is within your gates. This is the meaning of the one mitzvah that the Tana speaks of when he says, performing one mitzvah sentences oneself and the entire world to the side of merit. It is very difficult to understand what the entire world has to do with this. We should not force an explanation that it is when one is half unworthy and half worthy, and the whole world is half unworthy and half worthy. For if we say so, we are missing the whole point. Moreover, the whole world is full of Gentiles and tyrants. So how can he see that they are half unworthy and half worthy? He can see about himself that he is half unworthy and half worthy, but not that the entire world is such. Furthermore, the text should have at least stated the whole of Israel. And why did the Tana add the entire world here? Are we guarantors for the nations of the world to add them to our account of good deeds? We must understand that our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly mean a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning love your friend as yourself. It is by this mitzvah alone that one attains the real goal, which is dvekut with the Creator. Thus you find that with this one mitzvah, one observes the entire goal and purpose. Now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and the Creator, because the practical ones among them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself, after which immediately comes the dvikut. There's a general and a particular here in this. We come from the particular to the general, for the general leads to the ultimate goal. Thus, it is certainly making sense that no difference, makes no difference whether he decides to begin, which side to begin, from the particular or from the general, as long as we begin and not stay neutral until we reach our goal.
So, in short, everything he writes here, it's also, it's not a complete article. He wrote this as brief parts to himself, a draft, that I guess he later on wants to complete it to something bigger, but he never got to it. So the summary is short. We all need, doesn't matter what nations or what they belong to, what cultures, everyone needs to engage and love thy neighbor as thyself. We all need to begin in this work and engage only in that. You can be in different religions, in all the different things that you want. Go ahead. The main thing is that connection between everyone into one group where there is no difference between human beings. Rather, everyone is in connection between them and reveal the one upper force equal to everyone. Moscow 1.
Moscow.
Вот то, что можно вот извлечь, то, что, ну, стремиться к объединению, и
what we can take out of here is that we will yearn for connection. And this can be expressed that you need to feel everyone like yourself, Rav. Yes, of course. If we eventually connect with our desires, and there's nothing but the desire, the Creator created one desire. This desire, He broke on purpose to many parts, many pieces, so that we will connect these pieces once more to one desire, and then from this we will have the feeling of reality, the feeling of connection between us, which is the Creator. Otherwise we couldn't reveal Him. The fact that different desires come close and try and connect between them, this gives them the feeling of the force that created them and shattered them, and then brought them closer. It's through this that they attain a thing and its opposite, both disconnection and connection. And through this, it's enough for them to know the attitude of the Creator, the relation of the Creator towards them, to reveal Him. Because this is how they come to Bo Re, come, see. This is what we need to do. And it has nothing to do with anything that we developed here in this world, in all kinds of religions, faiths, science. Nothing has to do with that. You can deal with whatever you want. The main thing is to engage in the connection between the two of you, between us all, because through the connection between everyone, you reveal the Creator, the force that is above you. That's it. The entire Torah. There are no questions. Nice.
В общем, то, что может ощущаться, как, ну,
in this general sensation, how does the more upper force need to express itself?
When you connect with others, slowly, slowly, when you truly connect with them, you discover the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, 5 degrees of the upper light of godliness, until you attain it fully.
Barur. Kiev.
Okay. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот эти вот 5 уровней света, которое мы раскрываем в десятке. Что это такое?
Five degrees of the light that we reveal in the ten. What is that actually?
That's in accordance with the coarseness that's revealed between us, which we perform a restriction, a screen, and reflected light upon it. We attain the upper light, the upper force, the Creator. And He's revealed in us as opening, as internal light.
What
is that same coarseness that's revealed between us? We're a ten, we make an effort every day.
Rejection, hatred, lack of understanding, lack of feeling or desire to connect. That's the aviyut, that's the coarseness. Where does it come from? Since we came from one root, we came from one root, and then through the shattering, we feel the extent in which we are different. Meaning that adhesion that's in the root, in the shoresh, is revealed in an opposite way in how distant we are. That point of unification, it was revealed in all kinds of contradicted forms between us. And now, if we want to connect despite the resistance, the repulsion, we attain the upper root. We seemingly build him in us.
Так, а вот как бы просто если практически смотреть на нашу работу в десятке, то, ну, как бы есть.
Simply, if to look at our work practically in the ten, then there are times that we connect. There are times that we're forgetting, or we didn't invest enough forces. But there is some accumulating process, the coarseness.
Don't say. If you're advancing, you have to say that you have greater coarseness of aviyut, and with that you have a greater yearning, and you have greater disappointments, and you also have greater inclinations towards the Creator. And that's how it's revealed. Also like this, and also like that, and also like this, and like that. It's still the first steps, but it will happen soon in a manner that will be clearer.
Да, действительно, вот особенно сейчас, вот в этот момент праздников, как бы Песаха, чувствуется какое-то.
By the way, yes, especially now during the holidays, Passover, there is felt this even additional hardening. It's not so easy now to connect with friends and focus. That's additional coarseness.
Which is because each time a greater degree of coarseness of aviyut comes to it. It's not necessarily because of Pesach, but let's say it is. It doesn't have to be because of that. It could also be during a different time in this world as well. Although there is a general support here from the world upon our internality.
Nonetheless, the lights, along with additional burdening. What is it called to reveal the light?
Now that we have greater coarseness, we want, despite this coarseness, to be connected and reach adhesion to the Creator. So we have to evoke upon it even greater light upon this that it bestows upon us, brings us closer, and then we feel ourselves more higher up. And then a greater degree of coarseness comes, and distances between us, and once more we work on the separation between us and invite the reforming light, and on purpose, or even if it's not on purpose, and that's how we grow. Okay? All right, Kiev 3.
Спасибо. А правильно ли так думать, что вот 612 заповедей есть? И
is it correct to think this way that 612 mitzvot?
No. Why are you starting to immediately build some system of your own?
Я пытаюсь понять вот то, что сначала там, где.
I'm trying to understand this, that
ближнему, и это чувствуется.
In the beginning, it's been said what's been hated upon you. do to your friend, that's let's say, felt as self-annulment, right?
Well, let's say, when what?
And then through self-annulment, we reach love thy neighbor as thyself, thy friend as thyself?
Да.
Meaning first we stop, we flip ourselves at 180 degrees and then make an action?
Yes, that's right.
So the question is, in each step, there is felt that there is a correct way to carry it out and an incorrect way. In the beginning, we don't know what the correct way is, but through the work, through the 10, they're showing us from above that this is correct, this is not. But 613 commandments, we can't even describe that to ourselves. How do we reach that?
Let's say, look, I don't want to confuse you. There's something that you're saying correct. Let that remain. And what's not correct, let's leave it. You'll get to it and you'll correct it later. Yes.
French.
Que sont les pauvres dans la phrase « Pauvres sont dans les autres et non pas dans vous » ?
What is... the poor ones, that they should be in others, not in you.
The poor, how do they translate? The poor, evyon in Hebrew.
It's the one that doesn't have anything. Yeah, the poor. Yeah, it's a poor person.
Doesn't have anything. PT
17.
Rav, there are 612 mitzvot, many books, many details, but if there's only one mitzvah, then what do we need all this number?
That's in order to interpret this one mitzvah, this one commandment. Do you understand? Altogether, you have in nature plus and minus. Yes? Let's say electron and positron. Maybe a neutron also. But look at how many things you have from that. Because it all comes from connections between things. But in order for there to be connection, there have to be different things. So you have the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, and something neutral between them. And from these two opposites, everything is made up of that.
So sometime we will reach use of all these details, or we'll just attain this one mitzvah and that's enough.
It's enough to attain that one mitzvah.
Then why does all this exist, all these books, this detail, depth?
That's if you want to attain all the particulars on the way and not enter them into them spiritually, but corporeally, then please.
No, not corporeally, spiritually.
In a spiritual manner, there is nothing for you to do except for love thy friend as thyself. That's considered to go on one foot. Don't do to your friend what is hated upon you. Just like Hillel taught.
And the mitzvot, I mean, right, it's a rule of the Torah. All those other 612.
All the rest of the mitzvot explain to you how you need to observe this rule in every particular state. But if you interpret it correctly, if you do the washing of your hands act, then you need to know that that's a vessel of reception and you need to purify them before you do a certain action. So what does it mean, the netilat yadayim, the act of ceremonial washing of your hands? Then you're doing an act of reception and doing an act of bestowal in them by dipping the water in them in a certain way. So in our world, the Kabbalists wrote about it in such a way as if it's the wiping of your hands, that take a cup with a certain way, a certain amount of water on the right hand, and to pour it three times, on the right, on the left, and one way, the other way, and then bless it. And it's all to give a person the possibility to perform a certain action that is corporeal, because he can't yet get to the spiritual action.
The eternality of these other 612 mitzvot is revealed after attainment of love thy friend as thyself?
If you're talking about revelation, all the commandments are revealed only under the condition that a person does them in the spiritual commandment of their sense. In a corporeal way, nothing is revealed, no matter how much you observe them. Okay? All right, Gena?
We're in the title, and to adhere to him. There still remains room to ask, if the whole purpose of the Torah and all of creation is but to raise the base humanity to become worthy of that wonderful sublimity and to adhere to him, then he should have created us with that sublimity to begin with, instead of troubling us with the labor of creation and the Torah and mitzvot. We could explain this with the words of our sages. One who eats that which is not his is afraid to look at his face. This means that anyone who feeds on the labor of others is afraid, is ashamed, to look at his own form, for his form is inhuman. And because no deficiency comes from his wholeness, he has prepared for us this work, so we may enjoy the labor of our own hands. This is why he created creation in this base form. And the work in Torah and mitzvot lifts us from the baseness of creation, and through it we achieve our sublimity by ourselves. Then we do not feel the delight and pleasure that comes to us from his generous hand as a gift, but as the owners of that pleasure. However, we must still understand the source of that baseness that we feel upon receiving a gift. Nature scientists know that the nature of every branch is close to its root. The branch loves all the conducts in the root, wants them, covets them, and derives benefit from them. Conversely, the branch stays away from everything that is not in the root. It cannot tolerate them and is harmed by them. Because our root is the Creator, who does not receive but bestows, thus we feel sorrow and degradation upon every reception from another. Thus now we understand the purpose of adhering to him. The sublimity of dvekut, adhesion, is only the equivalence of the branch with its root. On the other side, the whole matter of baseness is only the remoteness from the root. In other words, each being whose ways are corrected to bestow upon others rises and becomes capable of adhering to him. And every being whose way as reception and self-love is degraded and removed far from the Creator. As a remedy, the Torah and mitzvot have been prepared for us. In the beginning, we are to observe it lo lishma, not for her sake, meaning to receive reward. This is the case during the period of katnut, smallness, as education. And when one grows, and one is taught to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's maker, not for self-love. Thus now we can understand the words of our sages who asked, why should the Creator mind when one slaughters at the throat or slaughters at the back of the neck? After all the mitzvot, the commandments, were given only so as to cleanse people through them. But we still do not know what that cleansing means. With the aforesaid, we understand that man is born a wild-ass cult, completely immersed in the filth and baseness of self-reception and self-love, without any spark of love for one's fellow person and bestowal. In that state, one is at the farthest point from the root. And when one grows and is educated in Torah and mitzvot, defined only by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker, and not at all for self-love, one comes to the degree of bestowal upon one's fellow person through the natural remedy in the study of Torah and mitzvot lishma, that the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. By this, the creature, the created being, develops in the degrees of the above said sublimity until one loses any form of self-love and self-reception, and one's every attribute is to bestow or to receive in order to bestow. Our sages said about this, the mitzvot were given only in order to cleanse people by them. And then one adheres to one's root to the extent of the words and to adhere to him.
Well, what will we do? Should we go over it again? What do people think? I don't see that there are any questions. I see that there are no questions. PT7 is only asking. Well? Let's continue.
So
we're continuing two parts to the Torah, between man and the Creator, and between man and man.
Yes.
Even if we see that there are two parts to the Torah, the first, mitzvot between man and the Creator, and the second, mitzvot between man and man, they are both one and the same thing. This means that the practice of them and the desired goal from them are one. Lishma. It makes no difference if one's work for one's friend or for the Creator, since it is engraved in the created being at birth that anything that comes from another appears empty and unreal. Because of this, we are compelled to begin in lo lishma, not for her sake, as Nachma Nida said, Rambam, Our sages said one should always engage in Torah, even if lo lishma, since from lo lishma he comes to lishma. Therefore, when teaching the young, the women, and the uneducated, they are taught to work out of fear and to receive reward until they accumulate knowledge and gain wisdom. Then they are told that secret bit by bit, and they are accustomed to that matter with ease until they attain him and know him and serve him out of love. Thus, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to man. We should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. For he knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. And for this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. For indeed, they are one and the same. Since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. As this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. Because he certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might. And with the Creator, he may deceive himself. But with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
No questions. Well, I also imagine to myself that these things are clear things. They're not clear for action, but according to what's written, we read and we talked about this a lot. What do we have in PT 6?
Rav, can I ask a more general question?
Yes.
In many places of the world now, there's a sensation of lack of security, safety, both in Ukraine, or now there's a new wave of terror in Israel. How do we deal with the sensation of fear that's in the streets?
I think that this is in order to shake people up. As from above, it is done according to the general state, times and calculations that come from above, whether we respond or not. And that's why all these things are added to us. Now they will see that we're not awakening enough. Then we will brought once more the spread of COVID and something else. And that's how it will be. After all, we need to shake ourselves and reach connection in which the Creator is revealed, and to live that way as one man in one heart between us all. That's why to feel that we're not in this state, then we get all kinds of sufferings because of that. And this actually advances us towards that.
Why was the reaction from above in fear, murders,
then what do you want for them to give you candies for you to come closer to one another? If the whole point is to raise you to connection with others so that you'll be raised towards spiritual vessels and for you to feel eternality and the purity of the creation, and not just to go around like some baby who's just sitting there and being silent. And then he's told to do more.
The question is, do we turn the fear to more internal? And how? And that it should not turn to be something external as murder?
That can't happen because you are relating seriously to some external fear, to the possibility that, God forbid, you'll be killed or to be sick or even die, relative to reception and bestowal, which you don't see any loss in, or even any reward or profit. No, not that much. If you were to relate to reception like death and bestowal like life, then certainly you wouldn't have to go through all this study, through these blows.
The matter is, people don't know what's going to be at any moment. Things can change any second.
Excellent, excellent. This is what's good. They're truly feeling the state that they're in. Maybe we're missing to feel that we are under the care of the upper, and really that any given moment he can drop us and raise us and do this or that so that we will annul our ego and stop controlling our lives, and whatever the Creator does is all for the good, and let him do it.
What exactly are we being shaken up for from above?
So that we will get rid of the will to receive and come only from the Creator that is grabbing his mother, and just like a baby holds on to his mother strong, by that feels himself with what can be done here.
So what's the solution?
Just like a little monkey that's holding on to a big monkey. You saw how they hold on. And then the big monkey, he does what he has to do. And the little monkey just holds on to him, just sees his life and holding on like that.
How would you explain to every person what it is to hold on to the upper one?
To hold on to the upper with all the senses, with all the thoughts, with all the intentions, with all that I want to be dependent on him. And there is nothing here that will aim me correctly to this or not, but other than fear.
To hold on to the upper one, a solution for Kabbalists or every person in the world?
For every person in the world. The upper is the 10, through the 10 in the Creator. And this is how we come to a state in which we are certain that nothing will happen to us.
A person that has no 10, what's the upper for him? How does he connect with the upper?
He will find. The Creator will arrange his upper for him.
Thank you.
Other questions?
No.
No? You see? And despite the fact that the world is under all kinds of states, but there aren't a lot of questions. Well, women, internet, let's get one or two from there.
Moscow 8. How to feel and validate that during our work with the others that you are actually working for the Creator?
There's no difference whether I'm operating for the Creator or I'm operating for humanity. If my work is to really bestow, then the Creator or humanity is the same thing. I can't be aimed to the Creator. I can only be aimed towards the Kli, which is actually humanity.
Yes. Another question from Moscow 8. What does it mean to be nourished from the malam of others, and why is a person ashamed Oh, by the work of others, and why is a person ashamed to look at himself?
That's as he sees himself as lesser than everyone, dependent on everyone, that he's receiving bread that is not, he's not worthy of, that he's looking, looked at as a person that shame. He's looking at himself as a person that has nothing. That's how it is. And that's our nature, which is built in such a way that we then feel shame.
Ken.
Yes.
From Hebrew, why is it important to see yourself half worthy and half not?
That's the best thing to be. That's where I see myself half owing, then I feel myself that I owe something, and I owe, I must do something in order to raise myself somewhat in the eyes of others, and half having is that I have some kind of incorporation with the group and the connection, and I can receive forces from them that way. It's the most productive and beneficial way in the advancement of a person that way. There's a lot in this. We will talk about this more.
Yes, Rav, last question from the women's organization. They're asking, and what is the prayer of the 1,000 or so women who are gathering every day? Influence on the state of the world.
The more powerful is what they're praying. There's nothing more powerful than theirs. So get stronger, pray, and the fact that you're not feeling the results is because to give you the ability to get even stronger and continue forward. Thank you. You are doing very good and great work. I, in the name of all the men, I really appreciate this, respect this, and I'm telling you all, thank you very much to our women. And I wanted to talk with info. Yes.
Hello, Rav, everyone, World Kli. I'm sorry, I'm hearing myself here. I'm not sure. Yes. אני אעבור לעברית, כי פשוט אני שומע את העברית. אז שלום.
I'm going to go change the English. Hello, Rav, hello, all the friends. We're so excited to be here from all of North America and English speakers. We want to invite you formally to the World Kabbalah Convention that will be between April 29 to May 1st. Upcoming, right? The title, the name of the Congress is On the Path to Wholeness. It's going to be a new degree in all sorts of manners. We're going to have four lessons. The lessons are going to take us through scrutinies of a state of wholeness, the conditions for wholeness, a prayer before a prayer. It will hold us actually the whole day in the second day of the lesson, and we'll end with a kingdom of priests. They're in the meaning of being workers of the Creator. This is going to be a very unique Congress and a very exciting one, not because also the state of the world, but because Rav asked us to do something different. He said, let's take this Congress in our hands from the beginning to the end and grow, to take responsibility for our state and for the state of the world, and to see how we can truly make a Congress that will be an assembly, a result of the connection between us. In the meaning that the lessons will be given by our friends. Rav will be present in the Congress, he'll be next to us, beside us all the time, but the lessons will be given by the friends, and they will be in a new format, some we're familiar with, right? There'll be sources, excerpts, and workshops, There'll be words of Rav from the archive that we prepare according to different topics also, and new ways of scrutinizing between us, right? That instead of we turn to Rav with questions, we'll invite questions from the world Kli and scrutinize them together in workshops in the tents, and then we'll share those answers. So we'll take this engine actually that we've built over all this course of these years and draw the light with it, and by the assistance of it we'll raise all the lacks. And Rav is with us. If we'll need anything, if we'll reach any point that we really need his help, he will get involved, yes, and he will add his bit. But this is our opportunity to truly do something different. Tony.
Yeah, when we say that the lessons will be done by the friends, doesn't mean two friends sitting up at the front and everybody else doing what they have done before. Done by the friends means done by all of us. I'm very excited about this, but excited in a quiet way, because this is it seems like a small step to do the lesson, between us, but it's a huge opportunity for strengthening, in responsibility and confidence in the World 10. And we're ready for it. You know, that other than the point in the heart, the one thing that we truly have in common is the material, our texts. There we already share a common thought that's not inside of ourselves. This is an opportunity to make this a really a way of life. Another thing about the lessons is that usually we make the warm connections in meals and in yeshivat havarim. But in this Congress, we're going to build that kind of warmth of connection, because connection is the most important thing, in the lesson itself. We're going to listen. We're going to ask. We're going to put in the effort, attract the light, and we're going to learn not so much from our answers, but from the care and connection that we're generating. We're going to work towards realizing, and their souls shall teach them. We're working out how to do it. We're going to work it out together. And to prepare for this, we have sent out, the content team has sent out an email in all languages, and in the English, it was sent through the WhatsApp chat, the North American chat, and the women's chat. And in there, you'll find a link to a portion of the meeting that we had with Rav when he asked us to do this, and where he stressed the manner in which he would like us to do it, like with what with what sort of dependence on each other. So there's an exercise that you can do in your 10, and please do it. Watch that clip with your 10 and answer the two questions that are there as part of the preparation. I'm sure plenty is going to come up, because it's a big step, and as I said, it's a deep inner excitement. So let's share that together, and let's get ready, and we'll keep updating you.
So friends, this is truly an opportunity to do something together. We're so excited. We want that the entire vessel will also be excited by this, that they will feel the responsibility, the opportunity. We're asking for assistance in all sorts of things. We want you to pay attention to announcements and join up, participate, give us ideas, questions, scrutinies. The idea is that we scrutinize everything together. Questions, they're for ourselves, and the answers will come from the connection. Actually, I had just one question for Rav. How do you feel towards this degree? Are you excited like us? Because we're really excited by this.
I am really excited, that's for sure. But it's also clear that without this, it's impossible. You must start functioning on your own. And I'm with you, of course. But there's an age in which a child has to go to school and function there on his own and answer questions and hear and participate with others And in such a way, you need to do so as well. That's why I'm looking at this whole process in a very beautiful way, in a very good way. I have no doubt that you're ready for it. And more than ready, we should have even started this prior to this. So I'm with you. I'm watching over, but the work is, your work is to try and support each that is at home somewhere, wherever you are, on the other side of the world. Yes? You're constantly searching how you can participate heart and soul with your mind, with your heart, with your feelings in what's happening. To the extent in which you participate in this, you'll receive through this general convening that I'm in also, you'll also receive the reforming light, which will be something that is very powerful. So I would really recommend not to miss every single moment of the convention. I will keep my presence and the presence of each and everyone I will know, and we need to give all the possible seriousness to this. Good luck to you. I am certain that after the convention, you will appear completely different, and I will tell you about it. All the best. And we're moving to Gilad.
Announcements. Today we have recorded recording programs. News program with Dr. Michael Lightman at 10 to 10:30 and an inside look from 10:30 to 11:15 Israel time. Thank you, and end with a song.
Bueno para el hombre seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Y ala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Con fuerza la paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya